I don't know what your home is like, but I'm so happy and I'm so glad that the Bible has the secrets to a happy home.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In the message we will hear tonight, Pastor Brian Grant returns to his study of the book of Ephesians, where he will apply the teaching of what the Bible has to say about relationships in a series entitled Secrets to a Happy Home. If you've been a listener of our broadcast, you will know that we at the Germantown Christian Assembly believe the Bible. God's Word is the only infallible measure and guide to faith in life, and that true faith means acting according to what one believes. And in that light, we trust that this series will be a blessing to you, our listeners, and to your families. We invite you to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5 and listen with us now as Pastor Grant brings the first part of his message entitled Secrets to a Happy Home, Part 1. Here now is Pastor Grant.
An 80-year-old farmer and his wife had just arrived at the county fair when they were stopped by a pilot. This pilot, for the past 15 years, had been trying to get them to agree to take a flight in his little plane, and he was offering them a special deal. For 15 years, he had offered to take them up in the plane for just $20. But you know, his tight-fisted wife was in charge of the money, and so she said, listen, $20 is $20, and we are not going to waste $20. So here it was, they were back at the fair this year, and she said the same thing again. The pilot asked them if they wanted a ride, and the little tight-fisted wife once again said, how much is it? The pilot said, $20. She said, $20 is $20, and we're not going to waste $20. The man was getting a little frustrated. He said, if I don't go this year, I might never go. I'm 80 years old. If I don't go now, I will never get to fly. I've never been in a plane. So they started to fuss. And the pilot, he decided to settle it. He said, let me help them. So he said, let me offer you a deal. Here's the deal I'm going to make with you. I'm not going to charge you anything, provided during the flight, nobody utters a word. You have to be totally silent for the entire journey. And if we land and nobody has said a sound, you've gotten the ride for free. But hey, if anybody said anything, you got to pay me the $20. No, he had a plan. They didn't realize what he was up to. So they took off, and immediately he went into every stunt known to man. He put the plane in some dives. He put the plane in some rolls. He was sure there was no way they could survive not making a sound. That somebody was going to scream. But you know, amazingly, everybody was silent. And so when the plane landed, the pilot came over to the husband's seat. And he said, I can't believe neither nobody made a sound. He said, I'm amazed. The man said, you know, I was going to say something when my wife fell out. He said, but as she always said, $20 is $20. That farmer clearly had not been living in a happy home, amen? Surveys indicate that although America is the richest nation in history, only 30% of Americans regard themselves as happy. I don't know if you know that. Only 30% of Americans regard themselves as happy, and one of the primary reasons is because there are a lot of Americans who are living in an unhappy home. I don't know what your home is like, but I'm so happy and I'm so glad that the Bible has the secrets to a happy home. And today, as we wind down the book, our study of the book of Ephesians, I want to start what I believe is going to be a 5-week series entitled Secrets to a Happy Home. And I hope, my friend, that you will take the time to bring your family, encourage your family members, and you make a commitment to be here all 5 Sundays as we cover this series, Secrets to a Happy Home. Here is secret number one. Are you ready? Secret number one, every family member must submit to the others out of reverence for Christ. Put that in your notes. Every family member must submit to the others out of reverence for Christ. Look with me at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. And here is how it reads. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Quite often, a Bible series on the family usually starts with verse 22, where the Bible tells us, wives, submit to your husbands. Am I right about that? Somehow we usually start there, and unfortunately when we start there, we often start with fireworks. But somehow we miss verse 21, which is critical to the entire passage. In fact, everything that the Apostle Paul is going to say about the home links and hinges on verse 21, where the Bible is telling us that we must submit to one another in the fear of God. Listen, write this down. Healthy relationships are based on mutual submission. I hope you got that. Healthy relationships are based on mutual submission. And as we continue, after I finish this series on the family, I have a message designed that God has laid on my heart that talks about what about in the workplace. And we're going to find that God's method of healthy relationships, even at work, has to do with mutual submission. Amen? But after stating the importance of mutual submission, Paul immediately applies this truth to the family. And Ephesians 5 verse 21 kicks off 17 of the most powerful verses in the Bible regarding the family. Verse 21 begins 17 of the most powerful verses in the entire Bible that has to do with the family. And so, my friend, whether you're a parent, a child, a husband, or a wife, there is something for you in these 17 verses. This is not a series for husbands and wives. I want you to hear me, because some of you, when you saw the topic, you immediately said, oh, he's only going to talk to husbands and wives. Yes, I have to talk to husbands and wives. But I also have to talk to people who are just children. I have to talk to parents. I have to talk in this passage because of what the Spirit of God has put there. We're going to have to talk to adult children who have no children of their own, who have no spouse of their own. There is something here for every human being who is ever a part of any family. Amen? So you make sure you're here and don't just come for your part. You got to hear my part. You got to hear everybody's part, because somewhere along the line, you're going to need to help somebody else. Amen? So let's make sure we spend the time to come and hear God's word. Verse 21 is telling us that out of reverence for Christ, dad must be willing to submit to mom. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. I'm glad some men said it. Out of reverence for Christ, dad needs to submit to his wife. Dad needs to submit to his children. Did I hear anybody say amen? Oh, yes, you better believe. Dad needs to submit to the kids. Mom needs to submit to the husband and to the children. And the children need to submit to their parents. There must be mutual mutual submission. Now, I'm not telling you that children must take over running the house and start telling their parents what to do. Because I know that's already happening in some homes. Lord have mercy. I go to the mall occasionally. Haven't been for a while. But sometimes it's obvious who's running the show. And the kid is telling mom what to do and what not to do. Hey, that's not God's order. But there is a degree in which every parent must be submitted to their child. And we'll talk about that a little bit more today. So let's make sure we get it straight. And so before I go any further, I want to define for you, what is submission? What does submission mean? Let me give you a definition of submission here. The Greek for submit is a military term that means to come under. It's a military term that means to come under. In the military, those with a lower rank always come under those with a higher rank. Am I right about that? Military folks, help me out now. Those with a lower rank always come under those with a higher rank. Now I can hear some of the brothers saying, so why in the world, don't you know I'm the head of the house? Why in the world should I submit? Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, Prince William, he was in the British military, right? But do you know, though he was the second heir to the throne, though he was a member of the royal family, do you know that when he served as a lieutenant in the military, do you know he had to submit to all those who are higher up? Despite the fact he's the man to be king one of these days, he had to submit. He had to come under. And what God is saying, no matter what your role may be, God is saying, you ain't no general. When it comes to the family, don't pretend that you're the general or the, what is the big shot in the Navy? As the admiral. You must be willing to submit. You must be willing to come under those in the family. No matter who you are, you must voluntarily put yourself under the other members of the family. You know, in Jamaica, there's a bridge called Flat Bridge. Some of you have been there, I've taken some of you who weren't born in Jamaica, I've taken some of you to Flat Bridge to show you Flat Bridge. And you remember, Flat Bridge, there is a river. The river is running and it changes course and the road crosses over the river. So the river is on one side, it continues over here. There is a bridge that runs at 90 degrees. So you come here, you turn 90 degrees, cross the river, and then you turn 90 degrees and continue. Now, here's why it's called Flat Bridge. The bridge has no sides. All the bridge has is some stones. Some stones are painted white, so you know where the edge of the bridge is, okay? Now, the bridge only takes one car at a time. Also, of course, which could get more dramatic if there is rain and the bridge is covered. But let's leave that part alone. Let's assume, under normal circumstances, only one car at a time. Do you know what I've observed? On either side, if you're approaching the bridge north going south, as you approach a bridge, there's a big sign that says, stop! If you're coming south to north, as you approach the bridge, there's a big sign that says what? Stop! Here is what they're saying. You better submit. Whether you're coming north-south or south-north, you better submit. Because if you don't submit, somebody is going to end where? Do you get it? If you don't submit, somebody is going to have, not somebody, everybody. Because can you imagine both of them fighting on the bridge? Likely both of them in the water. And I'm saying to you, sir, because particularly some of us guys have a problem here. Sir, if you feel that you're Mr. Somebody and you will not submit, you had better submit, because if not, both you and the rest of your family are likely to fall into the river. And so God is warning us before we get going in this whole series about the family. God is saying every member of the family must be willing to submit to the others. And men, we need to make sure we get this. So because if we don't get this, we will always be saying, my wife ain't submitting to me.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
You see, when you get the idea that you must submit as well, you will not tell her she should submit. Oh, somebody need to hear me. When you realize you must submit, you will not tell your wife she must submit, because you will depend on God to help her to submit. You see, submission is not something you can force. Something is something you must do willingly. And what God is asking you and He's asking me to do today, He's asking me to willingly submit to every member of my family, to submit to my children. Oh, we're going to talk about that in a moment. We all hate to submit. But somehow we figure out how to submit at work, don't we? Somehow we figure out how to submit at school. Am I right about it? In my case, I submitted after a few canings, you know. Back when I was coming up, they didn't mind taking that long cane. And they'd call me into the principal's office. And he would lean back. And he would whack it, cut me all the way up here. Today you'd say it's child abuse. I don't regard it as child abuse. I would just regard it as good training in submission. Amen? So it helped me to learn what submission is. And I even had learned how to submit to other young people in the class. You better learn how to submit. In my case, you know what really helped me to submit? It's so funny how some of these old stories come back. I'll never forget. You know, this fellow came from England, European. His parents brought him to Jamaica, and he was now in my class. And I was so glad that finally I could beat somebody up. I just assumed, you know, after all, at that time, the boxing champion in Jamaica was the name Bunny Grant. I figured if he's Grant and I'm Grant, we got something going on. And somehow I was taller than him. I felt very emboldened, you know. After all, you know, I'm a real Jamaican. There's no way this European can take me down. But you know that boy? Do you know it only took one hit? Do you know he hit me so hard? I don't know what hit me. All I know, I was on the ground. Bang, I was on the ground. You see, it needed more than the name Grant. That was not enough. But I learned to submit. Do you know I never fought at school again? I never fought at school again. I learned submission. Young person, don't wait till the guy at school beat you up. Don't allow your parents to have to drop that whip on you. You can learn to submit. Father, mother, you need to learn to submit. This healthy relationships, get this, healthy relationships are based on mutual submission. Some people can't keep a good job because they refuse to submit. And my friend, this is a cornerstone. It's interesting. The Bible, you know, sometimes we think the Bible only has theology, but the Bible is as practical as it gets. And God is telling you, if you want to succeed in life, you had better learn how to submit, because healthy relationships are based on mutual submission. Amen. So let me give you an illustration of submission. Do you mind? There is no better biblical illustration of submission than Philippians chapter 2. So let's go there for a minute. In Philippians chapter 2, we have the perfect illustration on what biblical submission looks like. And here in Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to read for you verses 3 to 11. And it says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." Did your Bible say that? In lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Yes, regard the other members of your family as better than you. Stop thinking that you are better than them. Stop saying, "Because I have more education, I'm better than them." No, you are not better than them. God says, esteem them as better than you. "Let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." We are too much into ourselves and what we want. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Amen. Who is Jesus? He's God. He's the creator of all things. He's the one who upholds all things. Am I right about that? Yeah. But Jesus was willing to submit. He was willing to come under. I don't want you to miss that. Anytime you think you are so big and so mighty and so special, and you need to realize it's the devil that's telling you you are so special. Listen, if you really want an example to follow, why not follow Jesus? And Jesus, who was God, the Bible says he decided to come under. Are you willing to come under? Are you willing to take the lowly place? If you are not willing to come under, there is always going to be drama, drama, drama in your relationships. And it's going to be always easy for you to blame somebody else. But the problem is, are you willing to submit? Are you willing to come under? Jesus gave us the perfect illustration. He was willing to come under. You say, "Pastor, I couldn't do anything like that. I couldn't do anything like that." You see, Jesus, he submitted himself and he was crucified like a common criminal. C.S. Lewis wrote, "True humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." Oh, I hope you got that. True humility is not thinking of yourself less of yourself. But thinking of yourself less. We don't have to feel that, I'm a dummy. No, you don't have to put yourself down. But you just need to stop thinking so much about you. It doesn't have to be always about you. You say, "Pastor, you don't know me. You don't know my family. And if I ever decided to submit, they'll walk all over me." You're probably thinking that right now. You're saying, "You don't know how those folks will walk over me if I ever decide to submit." And it's so interesting what the Bible tells us in Ephesians 5:21. Jesus says that we're to submit what? Do you remember what it says? Out of what? Why should we submit? Oh, depending on what version. One version says, out of reverence for Christ. One version says, out of the fear of God. The motivation is not to get along better, but the biggest driving motivation for submission is out of reverence for Christ. Because I love him so much, because I want to please him so much, because I fear him so much, I just want to please him. I just want to be like Jesus. Amen. My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.